Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Maybe following the large-scale protests in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, for 5 days now, in opposition to the government's decision there to suspend talks on joining the European Union. Tensions have been rising between the ruling Georgian Dream Party and opponents who accuse it of an anti-Western agenda. Matters came to a head when the government announced a four-year freeze on EU talks. For the latest from Georgia, I'm joined there by Petre Tsiskarishvili, a former Minister of Agriculture in the country and now an opposition leader with the United National Movement. Mr. Tsiskarishvili, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you tell me in your own words what's going on there? We're watching the protests with interest.
Yeah, it was 3 or 4 days ago when the Prime Minister withdrew Georgia's bid to join the EU. And this is absolutely very bad news for the entire country, for Georgian public, where 80%, even sometimes more than 80% are pro-European. This is the latest sociology. And also, we are very positively aligned with our NATO political aspiration. And in a country like this, to suspend the integration process obviously, it would have backfired. It's very unfortunate that the Prime Minister didn't understand this, didn't understand the Georgian domestic political dynamics. So he made this major, major, massive mistake. And by the same token,
why was the European bid put on ice, the EU bid?
There are two major reasons. One is that they don't like the European integration process because it requires reforms whereby you have to have in a country free and fair elections. You have to let loose the judicial system and make it independent from the government influence. And all this, they think that, you know, is not in their interests to retain power the way Lukashenko, Putin, and other guys in the region do. And the second one is very evident because right after he made the statements a few days ago, he was congratulated by Putin. He was given credit by Putin himself the same day, within a few hours, that he could resist, the Georgian Prime Minister resisted so well the Western pressure as if somebody's dragging you into NATO or the European Union.
And you and the opposition in Georgia, you're saying that the election was rigged with the help of Russia. Is that right?
Yeah, the election was rigged by the help of Russia and by the help of this government, the Georgian Dream government itself, because they absolutely massively defrauded and falsified the election results to make sure that they stay in power. Their number one goal and mission is to retain power for their pro-Russian oligarch, Bidzina Ivanishvili.
It leads us to a position now, Petre, where you say 80% of the public in Georgia want to be within the European Union or they're pro-Western. There's a rigged election and people in power now because of that want to resile from the European Union process, let's say. And there are thousands upon thousands of people on the streets protesting against what's happening, not just in Tbilisi, but in further afield, right across Georgia. Is that correct?
Yeah, right across Georgia, in every regional capital, you know, everybody's outside. We are objecting and protesting to the Prime Minister's statement and what they intend to do. It's not as if it's some kind of a technical hurdle that you have to overcome within a few months or something. He delayed the integration process for 4 years, which means we will never be able to join. And he has not just suspended the process, he has discontinued the Georgia's European aspiration. That's why he was commanded by Putin.
There's a risk of violence, and I've been watching some of the footage earlier on, and some of the clashes between police and protesters have been violent. Is there a risk that that could escalate even further, do you think?
There is always a risk that it can escalate, but I hope that not the government from the very top, but the civil servants, the public servants, the bureaucracy, the people, the police, the riot police itself, they defect from this government just the way many ambassadors have already done. And they, you know, switch sides and they stand with the people. And that's how this regime can implode and just go home. Then, only then, we can hold new elections, because there's a lot of talk about, you know, snap elections to be held here in Georgia, so they're free and fair and not falsified and fraudulent the way they were a few weeks ago. But with this government in charge, that's an impossible mission.
Is there a fear to get rid of them? And that's the process that seems to be playing out, or that's the attempt that's being played out on the streets of Tbilisi and further afield in Georgia right now, to try and get rid of the government. But is there a fear in your mind that some of the leaders and the administrations across the European Union will look at what's happening in Georgia and say, this country is not ready for even the process to apply for European Union membership right now?
No, the vice versa. I think that people from Brussels and the West watching the events unfolding in Georgia understand very well what's happening. You know, we have the government that has been observed and witnessed that are in very close cooperation and aligned with Moscow and not Brussels. So the public that are in favor of Europe are objecting. And that's, you know, in a zoom out wider picture, that's how it looks. People are not going to give in. People are not going to surrender the power, because, you know, this government is also, just like everybody else, is hoping for the end of open, hot Russian aggression in Ukraine. And, you know, for what reason? Because they want Russia to regroup, to regain power, and take control of its cronies and its satellite states and its colonies, I'm not afraid to say. And Georgia under GD is considered to be part of that camp and live happily ever after, along with Iran, Belarus, and others.
And
we don't want this. The public doesn't want this.
You're refusing to do that. We're watching with interest, as I say here, and we'll see where it goes. We'll talk quite soon again. Opposition leader with the United National Movement in Georgia, Petre Tsiskarishvili, thank you very much indeed for joining us.